I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
That is a bombshell, a revelation about the Biden-era FBI surveillance. Former special counsel Jack Smith was allegedly tracking the private communications and phone calls of nine Republican senators as part of his probe into January 6th. A declassified document released by Senator Chuck Grassley shows Smith and his so-called Arctic Frost investigation team tracking Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, and Mike Kelly, among others.
Among others. My God, they were going after anyone and anyone and anyone and anyone. Like going into an anthill. They were going after anything that was moving that looked like it might be a red ant, like a Donald Trump MAGA person. This was the weaponization at the very heart of everything going after Donald Trump. And then when you start targeting not just Trump and making up all the lies they did, the Russian collusion, a proven lie, the Pfizer documents based on reasonable evidence, a lie, the Steele dossier, a lie, and in this case, evidence now revealed as of yesterday that the FBI also had been instructed and other agents to start investigating and listening to communications involving that list of congressmen, members, and senators Maria Bartiromo is just listing. That, she added, and others. And they want to claim that Trump is trying to destroy our democracy, our republic. Let me put it this way. And the other side would not say this. But I will say if the Trump administration were doing the same thing right now, I'd call it out. And even if it comes out later, I'll call him out for it. That is not the way that we operate in this democracy inside our republic. We're going to have to get into that more detail, which we will. Let me take a moment to make note that today is the second anniversary of that deadly Hamas attack on Israel, killing 1,200 capturing several hostages, dozens, taking them into Gaza. Those they didn't take as hostages, they killed on the spot after raping, torturing, or whatever they chose to do, and then hid them in the caves under Gaza. We are supposedly, we keep hearing, very, very close. Well, very, very close is not good enough, except for hand grenades and maybe horseshoes. We need them all freed, even those who are dead. And it's been made very clear, even on these 20-point peace plans that other Arab nations agreed with, we're going to do nothing and give nothing to Hamas, and not going to cease anything or tell Israel to do so until you release all the hostages first. Then you lay down your arms. We don't do anything until you go through those motions and make them happen. In the meantime, the Hostages and Missing Families Forum sent a letter before the announcement this Friday of the Nobel Peace Prize. It is scheduled Friday. And they point out that where others have seen intractable violence, President Trump saw an opportunity for peace. Where diplomats spoke of impossibility, he delivered results. While many have spoken eloquently about peace, he has achieved it. Tangible results have saved countless lives. The forum pleads at the end, "We're confident he will not rest until the last hostage is brought home. The war has ended. Peace and prosperity are returned to the people of the Middle East." Then they appealed, "We strongly urge you to award President Trump the Nobel Peace Prize. It is certainly due." Trump's not doing this for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I have to admit, it got tarnished on its value when it was given to Obama 8 months into his office when he had done nothing. Nothing. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, October 7, 2025. Reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more when we finish this hour than you do right now. I promise you that. By the way, in our next hour, Sean Carney, leader of 40 Days to Life, anti-abortionist, about how more Planned Parenthood centers are shutting down. Why? They're not getting the support. They're not getting the money. They're not getting the abortions coming through the clinic. Part of that's due to mifepristone, the abortion drug being distributed illegally in many cases. Part of it is maybe an awakening that abortion is wrong. There are other options. That's coming up later in our next hour. Well, I want to take a moment to remind you that Tim Jones and Chris Arp's program Friday will be live from Harpo's in Chesterfield. I'm going to run out there and check in on them, so I'll look forward to seeing you. Their program starts at 4 o'clock, right before ours starts. Also reminding you, you can watch Larry Connors USA simply by going to Larry Connors USA Facebook or Rumble, and News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. And, of course, if you miss anything, they're all going up as a podcast when we complete. Available at Newstalk STL and at LarryConnorsUSA.com and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Pam Bondi has been testifying today in Senate, talking about what the DOJ is doing now. Some tough questions on what's really going on with the Epstein case and some others. But I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. I want to wait and see how some of this plays out. I want to focus on what she made very clear to the senators, or rather the investigating committee that which she's appearing in front of, as to how her predecessor and Biden and the previous FBI director were basically targeting anyone because they could.
We learned that former FBI secretly investigated you and your colleagues. Why? They wanted to take President Trump off the playing field. They were playing politics with law enforcement powers and will go down as a historic betrayal of public trust. This is the kind of conduct that shatters the American people's faith in our law enforcement system. We will work to earn that back every single day. We are returning to our core mission of fighting real crime. While there is more work to do, I believe in 8 short months, we have made tremendous progress towards those ends.
I think we have, but I want to see accountability. I want somebody behind bars for these kinds of actions. Not only violation of personal rights, but constitutional rights. And again, why did they do that? Well, because they could. No one was standing in their way, and they didn't think it would ever be uncovered. One of those targeted, Wisconsin Senator Mike Johnson.
This doesn't surprise me. It should shock, it should outrage every American. Quite honestly, by now, it should be obvious to every American that it's not the Republicans that are a threat to our democracy. It's President Obama, it's President Biden, it's the radical leftists that have served and support them. This is outrageous what has happened. We did not learn much. I appreciate the fact that the director and Dan Bongino notified us of this and briefed us. What we know is that this isn't exactly like the partisans that remain in the Justice Department, the FBI, are voluntarily coming forward and confessing their crimes. This just happened to surface when the individual who initially got these records, in applying for recertification to this CAS team, listed this as an accomplishment. Apparently proud of the fact that this particular agent subpoenaed 8 members of the Senate and 1 House member. So again, that either shows just a complete lack of knowledge on the part of that particular agent, or such a cavalier attitude inside the agencies that just no big deal.
No big deal. That was really at the heart of it. No big deal. We can do what we want. We have control of everything. Plus the, quote, knowledge, obviously false. No one will ever learn about it. They won't know. The kid gets in the cookie jar and claims, I did not do it. I didn't get any cookies. You got chocolate chip around your lip. How do you explain that? I did not cover up as they wanted. We're going to spend more time on this in our next hour, or rather actually even in the next segment as well, on how Biden weaponized the DOJ to target Trump and members of the Congress again just because he could. In the meantime, ICE agents under assault across the nation. Portland is a prime example, but so is Chicago.
Chicago is battling what its mayor calls a federal invasion.
We are unequivocally going to continue to reject the military occupation of our city. The Trump administration must end the war on Chicago.
Immigration and Border Patrol agents have set up shop here, on the street and on the river, snatching up suspected migrants who sometimes prove too quick. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson on Monday signed an order creating ICE-free zones, barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using city property to stage their raids.
Federal agents.
Also on Monday, Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sued, asking a judge to bar President Donald Trump from sending hundreds of National Guard troops from Illinois and Texas to America's third largest city.
He clearly has decided to declare war on a great American city.
There's no war. There are no tanks rolling through the streets, shooting down all Chicagoans and blowing up your buildings. They had taken a kernel, even a sesame seed. And it is now a full-blown war zone in Chicago because Trump won't send in the National Guard to help the federal agents. Because they need it, because Chicago police are not doing the job either. We'll get into that in more detail, but right now, I've got right here in front of me, House Democrats say feds are trying to cause an insurrection in Illinois. Give me a freaking break. They're not trying to cause an insurrection. They're not going after everybody on the streets. They're going after illegal aliens and those of you who want to get in their way and block them. But again, Chicago Mayor Johnson preaching the high moral ground, which he has no right to.
And today we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
In other words, supposedly the National Guard cannot, and the ICE, cannot even use the public streets. That's public property. They can't go into private businesses unless the owners want them in. All right, we'll fight over that some other day. But you're basically saying they cannot use even the streets to go out and apprehend and bring back to the detention center? There's your insurrection against our government of laws and order. Stephen Miller, White House spokesman, talks about how things are going in Portland. And again, Trump has the authority.
Under federal law, section Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has the authority anytime he believes federal resources are insufficient to federalize the National Guard to carry out a mission necessary for public safety. So it's important to understand that in Portland, ICE officers have been subjected to over 100 nights of terrorist assault, doxing, murder threats, violent attack, and every other means imaginable to try to overturn the results of the last election through violence. The most important point I want to make today is that the number one and two items in the GOP platform in 2024 were to turn back the border invasion and carry out the largest deportation program in American history. Since Inauguration Day, there's been an orchestrated campaign of terrorism and violence against ICE officers. Of course, we saw the recent sniper attack against ICE officers. They're publishing their families' photos online. They're threatening them with murder. They're threatening them with death. And they're physically attacking them in the street each and every day. And yet, shamefully, the mayor and governor in Portland and Oregon have refused to render aid, leaving ICE officers to street fight every single night against these terrorists.
And you know what the Oregon governor stated? Hey, in Portland, the criminal activity has been counter-protesters having arguments and fights with protesters. I think that's what's happening with federal agents in the building. What they're doing, how they're approaching the situation, is escalating. I would ask ICE to stand back and focus on de-escalating the escalation. How about you have your police department stop those anti-protesters from approaching ICE agents? He said, these set of demonstrations that are happening are managed by local law enforcement as they should be. People have a right to legally protest. But they cross the line, they're being held accountable. They're not. That's the issue. And she says, Portland is safe. It's a beautiful city. We know how to lawfully protest in Oregon. A Molotov cocktail is a perfect way to peacefully protest. Well, we're not done with this subject. In our next segment coming up right away, more on sanctuary cities and states battling Trump's authority to use the National Guard. But first, when we continue, President Trump responds to Biden abusing the DOJ and its power to target him, members of Congress, including Missouri Senator Hawley. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Jack Smith, we just found out that he had some of your key allies under surveillance. Wiretapping, finding their phone records, everybody from Tommy Tuberville, Lindsey Graham, Bill Hegarty, Senator from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? I did not know. Nobody had any idea.
A little while ago, I did. He was a sleazebag, Jack Smith. He was a bad guy, terrible guy, always went too far. He was a violent, horrible prosecutor, and he's paying the price. I tell you what, people, what he did to the lives of so many people, and he tried on me. This guy was a bad guy. And you know, the reason he lost is because he went too far. When you go too far, sometimes you get away with it, but they didn't get away with it here. Jack Smith was a sick person.
I agree with the president regarding Jack Smith. Sick, ambitious, a zealot, and simply a stooge. And he thought, I can make my mark in history by bringing down the Trump administration. Oh, he wanted Trump's scalp more than even Letitia James did in New York. Jack Smith, as a special counsel, said, I can unwind all of this. All of that's evaporated now. This is kind of reminded me of Tom Wellington, one of my clients, Wellington Environmental. They have a super blasting system to take graffiti off wall and paintings or striping off pavement, even to remove smoke and so forth from fine furniture and so forth. They use dry ice in a powerful new way that they blast on there. And when they finish, there's no water residue and there's nothing contaminating. It just gets rid of it, cleans it up. This is pretty much what somebody took the Wellington Environmental special process and used it on the Jack Smith cases because they've all just, they're gone. No residue. Except for the germ in the middle, although that would be Jack Smith. Senator Johnson was one of those named as being targeted, but let me go through the others first for you. Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, and Congressman Mike Kelly. And again, as I said, Senator Johnson.
This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. By the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I. As part of the Foreign Influence Task Force, we were giving a briefing to try and convince us that the Hunter Biden laptop
was no big deal. Basically, they're trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption.
It is major corruption, which there should be a major penalty crime, time in jail for it. I want it. I want it, and not wanting it for revenge. I'm not wanting it for anything other than justice. You did the crime, you should do the time. And you knew damn well, Jack Smith, you're a legal attorney. At least you have a law license. And you not only allowed it, you encouraged it, and you used what you gathered in this illicit activity to try to destroy Trump, everyone around him, and members of Congress I just went through, when he had no justification, none. But we got to make sure it's all uncovered. And there are more whistleblowers coming forward because they're realizing, I'm not going to go to jail for what Jack Smith did. And I'm not going to perjure myself and say I had nothing to do with it, because then I'd go to jail perjuring myself to protect Jack Smith. Who the hell wants to do that? Nobody. Nobody. All right, back to the sanctuary cities and states battling Trump, sending National Guard in to help protect the ICE agents, because the Chicago governor and mayor have been very clear. You're not going to be allowed to operate on our streets with any ICE agents, much less the National Guard. And the Chicago police supervisor, has made it very clear, we're not going to really do anything to help them. Yet he claims we're not playing politics. Let's go back as to how Chicago police reacted this last weekend when ICE agents were being physically attacked.
Okay, 10-4. And one is for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing.
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put two or three blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
For the units responding to 39th and Place in Kedzie, if you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
For the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
You could almost tell the dispatcher was hesitant. We're not going to support fellow law officers in need of aid. And she repeated, of course, according to 999, their supervisor, who told her to hold everybody until I get word. So then he called, I assume, the police superintendent. And he probably called the mayor, who called the governor, and then the word came back down. No, we're not going to do a thing. Not going to do a thing for them. And yet here is the Chicago police superintendent insisting, we're not going to play politics.
I'm the head of a department that enforces the law. We have to be politically neutral if we are going to enforce the law the way that it's supposed to be enforced, impartially. We want to make sure that when we show up, we're keeping every single person in this city safe, and we want to keep the peace. That's our jobs. And that's what our men and women out there every single day are doing, putting their lives on the line to keep this city safe. When a crime is being committed, CPD is going to show up.
You didn't.
And it doesn't matter if there are ICE agents there. Damn. We have a duty to investigate and protect our city.
But you didn't.
Now, there are a lot of talking heads out there. There are a lot of politics being used here. And people are using this for their political talking points. Well, my offices are not political pawns. My leadership team, not political pawns. Their lives are too important to play politics with these men and women who face danger every single day.
I will grant that. I will grant Chicago police officers face that every day. But when other law enforcement are in need of aid and assistance, it is standard for others to come in and help. But you held back your Chicago police officers. You were using the pawns your way politically, right? Of course. They talk a good game, but they're not performing, and yet then they try to walk around the edge as if, well, we were protecting our police officers. I understand that. But if one of your officers got caught in the midst of an Antifa gang, you're going to respond, right? Why are you not responding to help federal agents? That's why Trump says, I guess I'll send in the National Guard. You guys are not doing your job. I want you to listen to, go back to the state of Washington and the Seattle mayor and his attitude about, well, you never know who you're dealing with, so I'm not so quick to put people behind bars.
The criminal system has had a disparate impact on black and brown communities. Let me lead with
They're
that.
They're racist again.
So when this person is committing six or seven crimes, I don't know his or her story. Maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they're hungry. Maybe. So my remedy is to find their life story to see how we could help first. I have no desire to put them in jail, but I need to protect you, and that's the calibration that we have.
But your calibration is off. If a gunman shows up in the face of the Seattle mayor and holds a gun at him, is he going to say, were you abused as a child? Are you hungry? I mean, what can I do? Give me a break again. These guys, I know what they're smoking, and I probably know some of the other stuff they're using, but they're actually using it and then turning around trying to speak truth. They can't even begin to spell the word. All right, an update again on this anniversary date, second anniversary of the Hamas attack on Jerusalem, President Trump.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at shawrealtors.com.
You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting.
Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I want to thank the countries that helped me put this together. Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and so many others. So many people fought so hard. This is a big day. We'll see how it all turns out. We have to get the final word down in concrete. Very importantly, I look forward to having the hostages come home to their parents and having some of the hostages, unfortunately, you know the condition they're in, come home likewise to their parents, because their parents wanted them just as much as though that young man or young woman were alive. So I just want to let you know that this is a very special day, but thank you all, and thank you all to those great countries that helped. We were given a tremendous amount of help. Everybody was unified in wanting this war to end and seeing peace in the Middle East, and we're very close to achieving that. Thank you all, and everybody will be treated fairly.
From President Trump's lips to God's ear. All the other Arab nations have signed on with this 20-point peace plan to end the Hamas war. And Trump has made it very clear to Benjamin Netanyahu, if they do not release the hostages, if they're not going to lay down their arms, if they're not going to surrender, do what you must do. You have our permission. The other Arab nations, they want to bring this to a halt. And they don't want any of the Palestinians into their nations either, by the way. They're afraid that would be mixed with inside those Palestinians would be Hamas members who would try to start all over again in their country, and they do not want that. So here we are, 2 years to the day that the cowardly attack was carried out along the border of Jerusalem, flying into the music fest with parachute-guided devices, then also arriving in trucks and jeeps and everything, overrunning the border. And there are questions still as to why the hell was the border so lax in security that day? It is exactly where we are today, a religious holiday. And they all kind of let their guard down. I talked to a young Israeli who had been a member of the IDF, still is an inactive member at this point, back in the States for a period of time. He said, yeah, we're never going to do that again, and we shouldn't have then. Just like we should always be aware of certain anniversary dates for our nation. 9/11, be aware that July 4 and others like that could be perfect target days for terrorists. You don't let your guard down. You cannot let your guard down at any point now. And to top it off, sirens started this morning, being it Tuesday morning previously in Hamas, obviously, and the IDF confirming on this very day that Israel and Hamas are meeting in Egypt to discuss a Gaza peace plan, beginning these ceasefire talks. A Gaza rocket was launched in some of the Israeli border communities. Here's your peace.
It fell into an area where no one was and no injuries were reported. But again, coming on the very second anniversary of Hamas's October 7th massacre. The IDF chief general staff said, "We are at constant readiness, prepared across all arenas for defense and offense." Raising its readiness to the highest level during the current holiday, the same one when they had got attacked last year, 2 years ago. That holiday officially began Monday evening. The IDF chief of staff met with members and his forum instructed those in attendance, defensive efforts will be the main effort until the end of the holiday week. That gives Hamas a little breathing room. We don't have to worry about being attacked. They're not going to go on the offense against us during this holiday. And then you Hamas, send a rocket into Israel on the beginning of the holiday? You can expect some payback. I'm reading from the Jerusalem Post, which I think is probably giving us the very best reporting, unbiased, unfiltered, as to what they see happening. And they quote other sources as well, quoting Al Jazeera at one point. One source saying the first round of hostage deal negotiations in Cairo was positive. The problem with it is positive doesn't bring a resolution. But it's a step. I'll accept that, but how many steps are you going to have to take when we know where it's going to lead or should be leading? According again to the Qatari News Network, Al Jazeera, as quoted by the Jerusalem Post, the first round of negotiations between the Hamas terrorist organization and mediators over the hostage deal was characterized by positivity. This first phase is apparently a roadmap for the current round of talks and how things will move forward. The source is noting that the Hamas delegation made it clear to mediators that the continued attacks in the Gaza Strip pose a challenge to the release of the hostages. I don't know the timing, but I can almost tell you, as he's saying, well, we're not going to really be ready to release the hostages. We're going to continue to be attacked. At the very moment, you guys fired another rocket into Israel. No, I don't know that it happened that way, but it wouldn't surprise me. Plus, Hamas is celebrating these 2 years since October 7, calling that terrorist attack. Are you listening? Are you listening? Even now, they're calling October 7 of 2 years ago, and I quote, a glorious day. There's no repentance. There's no remorse. There was nothing other than praising what they did. And I'll remind you again, I told you a couple days ago, Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani, leading candidate, beginning the next New York City mayor. He made a point to state that he had, over the weekend, sat down with Palestinian representatives in New York City to praise the Palestinian people, inadvertently, intentionally, also praising what Hamas did, and calling for an end of the genocide in Palestine, as if the Jews are trying to wipe out every Palestinian. There's no such evidence. If they were doing it, it would have been done by now. They could do it without any regard for any hostages being held, knowing they're going to die anyway, possibly. Many have. And without any regard for any Palestinians who are simply trapped by Hamas and being used as human shields. Wipe them all out. The Hamas terrorist organization shared a statement celebrating the 2-year anniversary with AI video showing footage of the terrorist attack. Oh, they'd do it all over again. They would do it all over again. Those of you out there who believe that the Jews are to blame for this, before October 7, 2 years ago, there was peace along the border. Uneasy peace. And the young Israeli I was telling you is back home visiting his parents for a few weeks, said actually plans were underway to bring more folks from Gaza, Palestinians, into Jerusalem to do jobs, give them work. We figure if we give them work, then they can go back home and provide for their family better. But they now know that probably some of those that they were already allowing to cross the buffer zone and enter Jerusalem were Hamas terrorists, possibly bringing in weapons and cargo in different ways to have them there along the border. But there was peace, unstable as it is. Need to keep them on your prayers. And as I have told you before, my faith sometimes falls short of what others are and what God commands. I will admit that. I'm not into turning the other cheek. I'm not into forgiving those who've done horrendous things. That's why I believe in the capital punishment. And I'm not into forgiving Hamas for what they did that day and would do again. You got to go somewhere else to find somebody who's willing to say, I forgive them. I'm a sinner anyway, but I'm making it clear to you that that part of my faith, I just don't have. I could pray to get it. I should pray to get it. I haven't, and I don't plan on it. I have no compassion for those who would carry out what they did 2 years ago. And if I did, it just got refueled by them firing a rocket again on the anniversary and circulating footage and video of what we did and calling it a glorious day. Not going to get anything from me. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. I'm going to change the subject for you. Here we go. Ready for a gear change? We change gears a lot in this program. We cover a lot of different subjects. And you always walk away with more information than you had when we began, right? I promise you that. Yeah, done, I do. And I got another example. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy exposing some of the leftist demands which led to the Schumer shutdown. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We found $500,000 of American taxpayer money for electric buses in Rwanda. We found $3.6 million for pastry cooking classes and dance focus groups for male prostitutes in Haiti. $6 million for media organizations for the Palestinians. $833,000 for transgender people in Nepal. I kid you not. I'm not making this up.
You can't make it up. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, reading directly from what the Democrats, the lefties, want to be included in this continuing resolution. And Schumer said, if you guys don't put that stuff in there, we'll shut the government down. Well, I actually won't say that you guys are shutting the government down, but we all know it's Schumer. Schumer's worried about protecting his left. And by that, I mean those on his left who are farther left than he is. He's worried about being primaried by AOC or anyone else. So, yeah, it is still Schumer shutdown. There's a memo got released from the White House that says basically furloughed federal workers are not entitled to back pay. That's according to the budget office. That's going to cause some noise because normally they come back and they get everything back. Some have already been laid off. Some agencies are closed forever. And it could affect you in different ways as well. Burbank, California, pilot getting ready to take off, radioing the control tower, getting no response, then gets a report that the tower is closed due to staffing shortages. There could be some travel issues with the holidays coming up, but I don't see them going that deep, that long. The pressure is going to hurt the Democrats more than the Republicans. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a great road going in Alaska that's going to mean great wealth for our nation. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.